under the lights. What else you want now?
Nice effort, high in the air. Eddie Royal back. He buffed it. Ball is free. And it's flying on the 20-yard line.
Yeah! Woo! Get underneath it, DJ. Get under it, DJ.
River steps up and throws. It's intercepted by DJ Hayden. Exciting night for Dennis Allen and the Oakland Raiders back on October the 6th when they beat the San Diego Chargers. And it was a big night for Terrell Pryor that night. 18 of 23, 221 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And the Raiders are going to go back to Terrell Pryor at the quarterback position Sunday against the Denver Broncos. We welcome Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Raiders, to the Silver and Black Show. He started for you the first eight of the first nine games this year, went 3-5. Tell me about your choice to go back to Pryor at quarterback, coach.
Well, it really boiled down to is we needed something that was going to give this team a lift. And, you know, Matt McGloin had come in and performed pretty well. But we didn't have the success that we needed to have. Terrell's, you know, he's won three of the four games that we've been able to win this year. And now he's healthy. He's fully healthy. He's got a chance to be the quarterback that we think he can be. And so we wanted to put him in there. I think he gives us the best opportunity to win this football game. And that's why we made that decision.
McGloin started six games in a row for you. You won the first game in Houston. And the first five games he was your quarterback, you averaged almost 26 points a game. And then Sunday in San Diego, it was down to 13. Assess him proceeding forward and what your mindset is for Matt McGloin going into the offseason.
Well, I certainly see Matt McGloin as being part of the Raiders' future. And you saw a lot of really good things. You also saw, you know, some things that you see from a young quarterback. Some bad decisions, some poor throws. When you're a young quarterback, you struggle all the time for that consistency. And that's really what we're looking for.
Going back to the San Diego game, what did you see? Your defense played much better in that game. It was a 10-10 game and very winnable game, and you didn't play as well in the second half.
Yeah, well, I thought defensively, I thought we were solid against a very good offensive football team. We have to eliminate the mistakes. We have to eliminate the penalties. We can't have the turnovers. We had two turnovers there in our own area of the field, which led to 10 points from San Diego. And if you take those 10 points away, you know, it's a different game when you're driving down there at the end of the game. You're trying to win the game as opposed to, you know, getting a position to score a touchdown, have to get an onside kick and score again.
I do want to ask you about the pick routes, the rub routes, because you're going to see a lot of it against Denver coming up, and we saw it several times against San Diego. And you've done it on offense to your benefit, but we're seeing it more and more with receivers. Eddie Royal just going over and taking Mike Jenkins on the goal line. When your corners are on the same level, is that a handoff from corner to corner? Are they supposed to fight through? Because Denver's going to do that to you a lot on Sunday, and they're so good in the red zone when they run these picks or rubs.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think that's one of the things in the National Football League that's really in vogue. It's really tough to defend, because they basically can block, as long as the play is within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage. So it makes it very difficult on the defense. There's certain things that we have to be able to do, certain pass offs that we have to be able to execute in those situations, and a lot of it's based on splits of receivers, tendencies that we've seen. So it's obviously something that we're very aware of, something that we work hard on a daily basis. And even when you play it perfectly, sometimes those things are difficult to defend.
What Peyton Manning is doing, coach, is just off the charts good. And you saw him in the Super Bowl. You were able to beat him when he had Tracy Porter there. Have you ever seen a quarterback play better than he's playing right now?
No, I haven't. He's playing at an extremely high level. I mean, he's playing like the, Hall of Fame quarterback that he is. When you watch the games that where teams have been able to beat this team, you have to be able to create takeaways, steal a possession, whether that be on special teams or on defense. And you got to maintain possession on offense. San Diego had almost 40 minutes of time of possession when they went in and beat him in Denver. So your best defense in a game like this against Peyton Manning is your offense's ability to keep him on the sideline and keep those explosive offensive weapons they have off the field.
And you're going to get their best on Sunday because the game is very important to them to get the number one overall seed. Obviously, it's a huge game for your football team to end the season on a strong note and try to take down the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, we obviously have a huge challenge, but we're excited about it. We want to try to finish this season off on a good note. We want to go out there and play well in front of the home crowd. They've gone out and competed every week. We haven't, we've come up on the short end of the stick too many times, but our guys are going to come out and continue to compete, and they're going to go out and try to win the game.
And then right after the game is over, the offseason begins and a chance to rebuild this roster. You could have a lot of money to spend in free agency, a full complement of draft picks. Tell me about your mindset heading into the offseason.
Well, I'm excited about it. This will be the first time since I've been the head coach here where we've actually had – we're going to compete on a level playing field with the other 31 teams in the National Football League. We're going to have money that we can sign back the free agents that we don't want to have to let get out of here. Guys, you know, like Philip Wheeler got out of here last year, like Dez Bryant got out of here last year, and a lot of those guys that we would have loved to have had back, but because of the cap situation, we weren't able to sign all those guys back. We'll have the ability to go out and try to acquire some free agents, some high-level free agents that can come in and be, you know, not just good, solid football players, but hopefully difference makers for our football team. And then we're going to have the ability to go out and get some guys in the draft. So this is what these last 2 years have been about, is to be able to get to this point. And I think we're all excited about that.
If you had to pick one guy as the Raider Player of the Year in 2013, who would it be?
It would be, for me, Rashad Jennings. I thought he stepped in and filled Darren McFadden's role.